You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, the Lieutenant Governor here in the state of Ohio, Mr. John Husted. And Lieutenant Governor, we thank you for your time today. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be with you.
You guys have been busy, and I commend you. I think that you're in a no-win situation, and I think you've done as great of a job as winning as could possibly be in a no-win situation. How do things stand right now, just as you get up every day and you and Governor DeWine are thinking about things? Are you okay with how things have progressed in Ohio? Are you pleased with progress we've made, or have we not made enough progress?
Well, look, we've come a long way on coronavirus in Ohio. We never became one of those states that it really got out of hand. People in Ohio largely went along with the program. It's like, you know, you got to back up, mask up, and wash up. And largely we've done that, kept the virus under control, a couple hot spots here and there. But as long as we act responsibly, we can go on with life and do a lot of the things that we enjoy. We just have to do them a little differently. And we got to remain vigilant. But for the most part, you know, I think Ohio has fared better than most places. That gives us an opportunity to do a few more things, hopefully. And hopefully we'll make our economy better. Hopefully we'll get kids back in school and hopefully get them on the courts and on the fields to play sports again.
Will we get a decision today, tomorrow, early next week? What's the thought there?
Yeah, it's not going to be today. I doubt it's going to come until early next week. And it's, you know, look, there are just some details we have to continue to work through. The Big Ten and some other people have raised some issues about health issues. We're running down our facts, checking those out, trying to make sure we're giving student athletes, schools, and everybody some good advice on that. We'll have an update from on today's news conference. From a cardiologist at Ohio State who looked at some of the issues surrounding COVID and heart inflammation, and just get those facts out there, clear up what the facts are. Like anything with COVID, there are always risks. Those risks can be managed. We just have to be smart about it.
Lieutenant Governor John Husted joining us here on Baskin and Phelps. Lieutenant Governor, with the sports situation in high schools coming back, perhaps, and with everything that just happened with the Big Ten in sports, how do you guys weigh those factors? You know, kids, you want kids back in school. Colleges are bringing kids back to campus. It seems like it's gray all the way around, and I don't expect it to be black and white. I don't think anybody does. How do you manage those gray areas?
Well, look, we just try to present the facts, and look, the same facts can mean different things to different people. The truth of the matter is that the median age of death in Ohio is 80 years of age for coronavirus, that no child under the age of 20 that didn't have a pre-existing condition has died of coronavirus. You know, those are facts. However, you may have a family with someone at home who's immune compromised. You may have a child who has some pre-existing condition that makes it a threat. So you got to leave options of going online for those families. You certainly wouldn't want a child exposing themselves to the virus if they're going to go home to a parent or a caregiver who maybe had lung cancer who's recovering from that. So, you know, facts mean different things to different people. We just want to try to give them that information. But, you know, my personal view as a parent, I want my kids in school. I want them to play sports. I believe that it's safe for them to do so. Although, There are going to be circumstances where it might not be the right thing for another family. We just got to account for all of those things, try to inform people so that they can make the best decisions, both as school administrators, as coaches, as athletes, as families.
When decisions are finally made, how do you think this – well, I don't think any of us know how things might possibly go. But as a guy who played football, you know, before you got on, by the way, we mentioned national championship starting corner, Dayton Flyers. Congratulations about that. As a guy who played, you've got a little different perspective on all of this. Does your gut tell you that this can get pulled off?
Well, I mean, I'm going to give my own personal perspective as a football player, not as lieutenant governor. As a parent, not as lieutenant governor. Is that, look, football is a sport where they park ambulances at the game because there's risk involved. You know, if you walk on the football field being fully aware that there could be health consequences for you doing that, then you're not walking on with your eyes wide open. Those of us who played the game, who coached the game, we know that. We recognize the risks. And I just think that from my own personal point of view, that the risks are acceptable. Because I know about the virtues on the other side of that equation, that this is where I learned teamwork and toughness and resilience and the character life skills that helped me throughout the rest of my life. And I also know that if student athletes aren't playing sports, what do we expect them to do, particularly kids that come from maybe not supportive backgrounds? Are we going to leave them to their own devices? And hope that things are going to go well. Frankly, I personally believe that if kids are in a structured environment, even in a contact sport, that they're going to be in better hands than they are if they're just out there doing what they want to do on their own. We can get them the right kind of medical care. We can teach them about how to keep themselves safe on the field and off the field. And I just believe the benefits outweigh the risks.
The Lieutenant Governor in the state of Ohio joining us, John Husted. Okay, I have to give you a little grief. You come out of Dayton, had a chance to maybe become a football coach. That's a tough profession where people give you a lot of grief. And you picked one that's tougher, where people give you more grief as a politician. What were you thinking?
Well, and it's less lucrative. At least a football coach has a chance
to make
you know, some big-time money. Yeah, I had a chance to coach for Nick Saban when he was at University of Toledo, and I went in a different direction. And, you know, it's I enjoy it. There's nothing. Look, I feel like I can have no more value than to fight for kids right now who I think should be in school and I think should have a chance to be on the field and be on the courts and developing themselves. And, you know, that's my role. But I also have the responsibility to look at the broader issues, to make sure people are safe, to make sure that we're not going to spread the virus to people who are vulnerable. I'm trying to find the right balance to give the governor some good options there, and it's not easy for any of us, you know. I think the opportunity to fight for kids who need these choices couldn't be a higher calling for me.
Well, we can't thank you enough for your time today. We know you have big things to do. You've been doing them, and we thank you for your efforts, the efforts of Governor DeWine. Trying to keep all Ohioans safe and keep Ohio going the best we can in a global pandemic. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Take care.
Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.